Exposure. They come late to exposure. But when they come, what are we to do? When men have gotten away with a kind of hypocrisy for a relatively long period of time and their sins are exposed, what are we to do? First of all, once the sin is confirmed, it is to be rebuked publicly in the presence of everyone so that the rest will also be fearful of sinning. This leads to a removal from ministry, a permanent removal. According to 1 Timothy chapter 3, it says an overseer, a pastor, must be above reproach, above reproach. No blight on his life, no manifest known sin, no habitual sin that impugns his character. And the first qualification after that broad sweeping statement about above reproach is a one-woman man. He must be faithful to the one woman God has given him. And then it goes on to list some other things. Same qualification is also given in Paul's first chapter to Titus, where essentially he says the very same thing, that if you're going to be involved in ministry, you must be above reproach. Listen to what he says. If any man is above reproach, a one-woman man, etc., for the overseer must be above reproach as God's steward, understanding that he has taken a stewardship from God, and it must be a stewardship consistent with the character of God and with the holiness of God. Paul, in writing to the Corinthians in chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians, at the end of that chapter in verse 27, understands the issue clearly. Listen to what he says. I discipline my body. He literally uses a word that means to punch. I discipline my body and make it my slave. I have to get control of my flesh so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. Adokimos means tested and found unqualified. I have to discipline my body. I have to get control of my passions, or in preaching to others, I myself will be disqualified. If your body's out of control in any area, and particularly in the sexual area, that's why